This is Nick Scherfield here at Reliance Stadium with Texans Director of College Scouting, Mike McCagnan. Mike, you've been with the team since the start in 2000, Director of College Scouting since 2011. As you look at this draft class, nine players that the team added, what are some of your overall impressions of the class?
Overall, I do like this class. It's always a little different when you're picking later in the round. You never really know who's going to either be there or who you may want to go up and chase. But I kind of felt the way the draft sort of worked out, players that we liked and were more or less the best rated players on the board were kind of available at certain spots in the draft that also corresponded to needs that we had, although we didn't necessarily factor in the needs into our picks. But we actually felt we got good value for the picks we did have in terms of players we got.
Well, we'll get into DeAndre Hopkins and some of the other players in a minute here. But before we do that, let's get a little background on how the scouting process worked. When did the scouting process start for the 2013 draft class?
Well, like what we do is basically the same thing everybody else does. We actually spent about a year in advance working on the actual draft class. So literally from the end of April when the draft happens to about 3 weeks later, we get, the list of next year's prospects. And then we go forward and start evaluating those players literally about 11 months until the draft.
You've got national scouts, you've got college scouts, area scouts. Can you give a little overview of how that process works with who scouts who, how the evaluations all come together?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things factor into the process, but when you really sort of boil it down, there are six area scouts, there are two national scouts, there's one college director. We do have another scout that does college and pro scouting also that sort of factors into our evaluation process. In its purest sense, what we try to do is have three people visit each school with a draftable rated prospect. They'll go in at different points in time of the season, they'll talk to different people, and the whole thought process is to get sort of each guy has an independent evaluation of that particular prospect at the school. Then once we go beyond that, we actually factor in the coaches' evaluations down the road later on. We'll have pro scouts get also involved in the process doing position checks. We do security background checks. We do physical examinations of the players, so trainers and our director of security gets involved in the process also. And at the culmination of the whole thing is obviously Rick Smith, who sits at the top of the process, which we funnel all this information to, and he's given the tough task of putting a value on each player and then during the draft deciding which player to pick.
Are there certain fundamentals, key characteristics and traits that you sort of look for and identify in prospects that you see that the team has drafted throughout the years?
When you look at a player, for different positions, you're going to like certain attributes or qualities of a player from a skill standpoint. But at its core, and Rick always stresses this in our process, is that we definitely want good character guys that have a passion for football, that are tough and, you know, in terms of their mentality and hardworking, but just good core values. And I think when you combine that with players that have the physical ability to play the game, and ideally you can sort of draft those players, it builds a real good foundation for the chemistry of your team when they have the skill set to actually play the game well, too. So.
Well, the first player you get this year, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver from Clemson in the first round at number 27 overall, and you got a chance to look at him a little bit in the rookie mini camp this weekend. What excited you about him throughout the draft process, and what do you think about how he's going to fit into this offense?
Through the draft process, he was a guy that we definitely liked as a prospect. We liked him as a football player in terms of his skill set. We really liked him from a character and intangible standpoint. So for us in our process, you know, every player has certain strengths and weaknesses. He may have a few shortcomings in some areas, but he has a lot of really positive qualities overall. From an ability standpoint, when you factor in the intangibles, he was a player we really liked. The unique thing that happened to us a little bit was we don't necessarily factor in need to how we grade the players, but it's very nice when your stack works itself out and the best player available at the time or rated amongst other players is actually a player that actually fits a need for your team. So that being said, so through the process, we really liked him as a prospect. When we saw him in minicamp, it sort of confirmed everything we had seen from what we knew about him as a prospect. He's a very big physical receiver. He's got excellent hands and catching radius. He's very quick into and out of his breaks. I mean, he still has aspects to develop of his game, but he has made a very positive impression early on, and we feel very good about him so far.
Who's maybe a late-round guy or two to keep an eye on, someone you were really excited about adding in the later rounds?
We had four picks in the sixth round. The way it works itself out, we basically had players in each round with two in the third. through the fourth round. We traded back out of the fifth, and we acquired eventually acquired 4 6-round draft picks. Overall, all those guys are interesting guys when you look at them as a whole. The one guy that I personally liked quite a bit was Quisenberry, the tackle from San Jose State. I had scouted him in the fall. I'd liked him as a prospect. I'd liked him not only as an ability from a skill set standpoint, but when you factored in the intangibles and character stuff on him too, I thought he was a very intriguing prospect, not only from his ability to play the game, but from the kind of guy you would like to have in your locker room on the offensive line from a mental toughness, intelligence, work ethic standpoint. For example, he was a walk-on tight end who sort of grew into an offensive lineman. So he was a bit of a self-made guy from that standpoint. But I was very I liked him quite a bit because I thought, and we're in that point in the draft, and we'd actually had him rated a little higher. He was a very good value type pick, and he fit what we do from a scheme standpoint. He still has to go out there and obviously play and do well, but he was a guy that I personally was very excited when we drafted him in the sixth round. And it was really more from a value standpoint for what you potentially get.
It's going to be fun to see how all these guys develop. Now it's time to get started on 2014, right?
Yes. We are literally in about 2 weeks going to get the list for next year's guys and start looking at them and give that prospect list to our scouts, and they will literally start watching tape and start figuring out the guys for next year's draft 11 months away.
Mike McCagnan, Texas Director of College Scouting, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate the time.